Thank you, Chris. Nate Lowell back here at the Canoe Regatta Grounds. Of course, our coverage here for 2015. It's been a great day with the relay races, the sprint races coming down from Unadilla. Of course, the relay races starting up in Oneonta. And just by the luck of the draw, I was able to corral a man here from the Red Lining team, Proctor Skank. And Proctor, I have to say, you are from Bainbridge Island. I had to ask you where that was from, but Seattle. So you come here every year or as many times as you can from Seattle, and you come from Bainbridge Island to Bainbridge.
It's two beautiful places. We love both places, and it's such a pleasure to be here today.
Now, I've been told that this Red Lining team, or is it more you yourself, you've been coming here since 1968.
The Red Lining team came here in 1968, and we've been here every year but a couple, where we had a granddaughter and a graduation. But we love it, and we keep coming back. We had two teams this year.
And you have done the 70-miler. Can you tell us about those experiences back, I believe you said, in the early days?
Yeah, my brother and I raced the 70-miler in 1967, came in the middle of the pack in a canvas canoe, never tried it again.
Wow, I can't blame you there. But you have done well in the 70 in other years.
Well, that was the only year I did the 70-miler.
Okay.
So we've confined ourselves to 35-milers and one leg, normally only one leg.
And how was the relay today? We keep hearing from all the racers that we have interviewed that the water conditions are rough and low out there.
They're rough and low, but they've been worse when they're rainy and blowing and cold.
Yeah, what do you think is the worst weather you've seen here at the 70? We were talking before that in terms of temperature and sunshine, this is about perfect.
This is as good as it gets. Yes, we came one year and it was in the 30s and blowing and rainy, and we turned away.
Now, I look down at your roster here on Boat X-130 Red Lining, and as you said, there's two Red Lining teams here today. I see paddlers, of course, like you, that are from the Seattle area, Maryland, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut. How do you get this crew all together every year?
They're my college buddies, a lot of them, some of them from Brooklyn, and some of them from Pennsylvania at Starlight Lake, which is outside Hancock. So it's a group of people who we have fun with every year doing this.
Now, has there been a year where you've, you know, picked up the phone, you've made the telephone calls, and people haven't wanted to come, or is this just an annual event?
We've always had at least one, if not two or three canoes. It's been wonderful.
That's fantastic. So what leg did you do the last leg here today?
I did the last leg. My favorite leg is the first, so I can relax the rest of the time.
I think that is the leg to do. If you're smart, that's the one to do. But can you tell us about the water conditions? It looks like if you're driving along Route 7 here today between Sydney and Bainbridge, that might be some of the worst water. Do you have any times where you ran aground or anything like that?
We came close, but I watched the people ahead of us, and I was able to read the water, and if they made a mistake, I tried to avoid what they made. So it was, it's time when experience was helpful.
Now, we were just talking about this a little bit off the air. Would you ever play with the idea of trying the 70-miler again?
I would play with the idea.
Now, will you stick around tomorrow to watch the race, maybe go along some different spots?
I think I'm going to need recovery time tomorrow.
Recovery time. Excellent. Now, since you come all the way across the country, do you really make more of a trip of it, stay for the week, or is it just specifically for the race?
My ancestors were farmers outside Hancock, so we go there and spend most of the summer there.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us again. Proctor Skank from the Red Lining team, Boat X-130 today. You guys had two teams. I know as a local myself, I appreciate everybody who comes from out of town to help keep this event alive, and thank you for coming year after year.
Well, we appreciate what the committee does and what you do with the radio. It's great help. Thank you.
2015 Canoe Regatta coverage. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO.